Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist. In each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Cultural Currency, What's It Worth? Let's dive in. Here's a sobering reality check. In 2024, the average person sees 10,000 ads daily, but remembers only three. Three. That's a 99.97% failure rate. Here's the brutal truth marketers don't want to admit. Attention isn't free anymore. It's earned through cultural relevance. Today, we're decoding how culture determines what your brand's attention is actually worth. Think of culture as the ultimate currency exchange. Just like dollars have different buying power in different countries, your marketing message has different attention value depending on how culturally fluent it is. Culturally relevant content gets four times more engagement than generic messaging. Why? Because culture acts as a permission slip. It tells your audience you understand their world, their values, their identity. You're worth their time. The brands winning attention aren't the loudest, they're the most culturally fluent. Now, let me share something I call the three-layer culture stack framework. Layer one is surface trends, what's trending right now on TikTok, what memes are circulating. Layer two runs deeper, cultural tensions, what people are genuinely wrestling with in their lives. Layer three is the foundation, identity signals, how people want to be seen by others. Here's what's fascinating. Brands that tap all three layers convert 60% higher than those just chasing viral moments. Most brands stop at layer one and wonder why their campaigns feel hollow. Here's your culture-first campaign blueprint. Start with cultural insight, not product features. Ask what your audience believes about themselves and the world. Then map your message to identity markers they value. Test cultural resonance before media spend. This simple shift saves 40% of wasted ad dollars because you're not throwing money at culturally tone-deaf creative. Let me show you this in action. When Rihanna launched Fenty Beauty, she didn't just launch makeup, she launched cultural representation. Those 40 foundation shades weren't product features, they were statements about inclusion and identity. The result? $100 million in the first 40 days. Why? Because Fenty understood their attention was worth exponentially more when culturally authentic. They didn't buy attention, they earned it through cultural relevance. Before your next campaign launches, ask yourself, what cultural value are we providing? Audit your messaging through your audience's cultural lens, not your brand lens. If you can't articulate the cultural exchange happening, your attention currency is worthless. Culture is the compound interest of marketing. Small, consistent cultural investments create exponential attention returns over time. In a world drowning in content, cultural currency isn't just nice to have, it's survival. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report.